And hear now this reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. May the Lord add his richest blessings to this reading in your hearing from his holy word. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need to hear your word to live eternally. These things we pray in the gracious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Moss Hart was a famous Broadway playwright and a director as well. And his autobiography, which was entitled Act One, an Autobiography, it was actually a Broadway play, which was written in 1959, tells the story of his own childhood in New York City during the depths of the Depression, during the depths of difficult times when no one had any money, when no one had the economic resources to give a good, lavish Christmas. It was a time of dark despair and foreboding. And so this child, Moss, was shocked to discover one day that his father was inviting him to go downtown to where all the big department stores were, to go look for presents. Now, downtown in New York during the Depression, especially on 149th Street, They used to push carts full of toys out onto the street and line them up. And then people could go down the street and look into the carts and see which toys they wanted to buy their children, and then take the toy to the person who was guarding the cart and pay them for the toy. And it was a way that poor people, people in the midst of the Depression, could actually purchase a present for their child. So Moss and his father went down to 149th Street, and they began on one end of the street, walking from cart to cart. At each cart, Moss would look in, and he would see all sorts of neat toys, a chemistry set, a small little printing press that would print neat little images, or with blocks would print little letters, and a crayon set that really fascinated him. And he would pick up each and look at it, and then turn to his father, and his father would look at the cart manager while his hand was in his pocket, rattling a few coins. And the cart manager would tell him the price, and Moss's father would take the present from his son's hands and put it back in the cart. And then we'd go on to the next cart, where Moss would select a present and look it over, then look at his father, and his father would look at the cart manager, and the cart manager would tell him a price, and the father would take the present and put it back into the cart. After 10 or 12 carts, the same thing happening over and over again, it got so that Moss would put the present back in himself, knowing what the answer would be. And he started choosing cheaper and cheaper presents. But each time it was still too expensive. And as they reached the end of 149th Street with only two or three more carts to go, Moss looked up at his father and realized that he didn't have much more than about 75 cents with which to buy him a Christmas present. And in that moment, he knew that all of the presents that he could possibly receive, all of the wonderful gifts that he could possibly be given, would never match the desire that his father had to give to him. And in that moment, Moss turned away from the carts and slowly began to walk back up 149th Street, away from the carts, away from the toys, his father walking by his side. Moss knew that he should do something. He should reach out his hand to his dad. He should say something to his father, but that wasn't their way in their family. And so they walked in silence. They walked home. Moss learned a lesson that day. He learned that the love of his father could not be measured by the price of the toys that he received, that the love of his father could not be measured by the size of the toy, by its intricacy, by its beauty, by its weight, by its cost. That indeed his father's love was beyond any price that could be paid for a toy. Moss learned something as a small child that unfortunately our culture has not learned. Our culture is filled with this desire to buy, to purchase, to get the right perfect present. The desire is good to give someone that you love something that is very special. But my friends, the idea that one's love can be communicated by the size or the value of a present is perverted in the extreme. It reminds me of a wonderful song. I heard it just the other day. It's entitled Daffy's Christmas Song, sung by, of all the great theologians in our day, Daffy Duck. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and noodles, and soon all my little slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't all fit into his sleigh. This Christmas, I want a real duckload to put the hall in holiday. Hey, hey, hey. 'Tis better to give than receive, they say. I know you've heard that before. I'll give that advice, and that's what's real nice. I'll get more, more, more. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than you might give a dinosaur. I'd like a million or maybe a billion, till I'm so silly I can't keep score. And when Santa comes down my chimney with gifties and goodies galore, I hope he likes squishing, 'cause I'll be a wishing for more, more, more. Yep, terrible. When I was a child, I thought that Daffy Duck was a priest because he had that little white stripe that went around his neck. And he's black, and so I thought, oh, he's a priest. And then I discovered, no, he's not a priest, he's just a duck. And then I was ordained and was shocked to discover that so many priests, so many clergy, so many ministers of the gospel are so much like Daffy Duck. Give me more, more, more. That's the essence of our culture, isn't it? Give me more, more, more. And yet the child in tonight's story discovered that more, more, more is meaningless. Because the present we have received, which is beyond all value, which is beyond all price, which is beyond all the presents you could ever receive, the present that each and every one of us has received tonight from our Heavenly Father above is the present of a little child, a little baby, born in a little stall out behind a hotel, an inn in Bethlehem. A little baby who didn't have a bed to sleep in, didn't have a bassinet, didn't have a rattle, didn't have a baby shower. A baby who had absolutely nothing in his birth except the love of an earthly mother and an earthly father. And indeed, the love and presence of the Heavenly Father. We've been given this child. We've been given this child to take within ourselves and to take out those doors into this world. Into a world that is looking for more, more, more. We have been called to take this child who is worth more than the oodles and caboodles, the millions and billions that Daffy sang for. My brothers and sisters, on this Christmas Eve night, as we remember the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ as a baby, as we remember the gift that we have received, and as we give thanks to God for that gift, a gift beyond price, let us truly remember that we've received this gift not just for us to play with, but for us to give to the world. Let us give this gift, this child, this Savior, to everyone we meet this Christmas. Don't allow a person to go by who isn't reminded by a smile, by a kind word, by a kind deed. Don't let a single person go by who is not reminded by your presence of the real presence of Jesus Christ in your life. Because the meaning of the incarnation, the meaning of God coming to be with us, is so very simple.
we shroud it in theological nonsense. But it's really so simple. God was in Christ, and He wants to reconcile the world to Himself. He wants to give the love of God to everyone. That is our calling this Christmas, as the people of God, to give the love and the presence of Jesus to others. That's who this child is, my friends. That's who this baby is whom we celebrate. That's whom this baby is who we see in that ceramic form down there on the floor under the tree, in that small little manger scene. That little child is the presence and the power of the eternal creating God in our midst. That little child born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago came that we might know the love of God. Share that love with others. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.